There's a new scholarship fund at the University of Vermont honoring Senator Patrick Leahy and his wife, Marcelle Leahy. A number of corporations and foundations donated over $3 million total to the fund, but those entities may have motives for giving to the scholarship other than simply supporting higher education. Many of these companies have interests before Congress, and Senator Leahy holds senior positions on several key committees. 7 Days political reporter Paul Heintz reported on this recently, and he's here now to talk more about it. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Henry.
So let's talk first about Boeing, which gave $1 million to the scholarship at UVM. And Boeing, of course, has also been in the news for months after two major crashes of its 737 MAX airplane that killed several hundred people. So why would Boeing want to support UVM and Senator Leahy in this way?
Well, it's a very good question. It's pretty unusual to see a company like that donating to UVM. You know, I think the answer is pretty clear. Boeing, in addition to building commercial aircraft, is a huge player in the defense industry. It builds all sorts of planes and helicopters and missile systems that the U.S. government buys. And Senator Patrick Leahy is the senior Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee, meaning that he has the power to steer a lot of federal funding in certain directions. So you'll see companies like Boeing and its competitors finding different ways to contribute to leading senators. And there are some very ordinary ways you've heard of before, direct contributions from a company's political action committee to a senator. Boeing has given lots of money this way to Senator Leahy over the years. Its employees can give money. In Leahy's case, 54 Boeing employees, many of them are executives and lobbyists, they've given $24,000 to him in this two-year period alone, when Leahy's not even up for re-election. But what we're seeing here is a less regulated way of giving, which is to donate money to a nonprofit that is favored by a politician. There are no limits to how much a company can give. So a company like Boeing, which may only be able to give $10,000 from its PAC to a politician, can give whatever it wants to a nonprofit, to a charity.
Yeah. So walk us through a little bit how this works. Is Senator Leahy going out and directly asking a company like Boeing to donate to this UVM scholarship?
Not explicitly, but it's pretty clear that that's what he wants to happen. So in this case, according to interviews that I did with top Leahy advisors and University of Vermont staff, what happened was that when the university decided to create this scholarship, Leahy's advisors provided a list of about a dozen or so names of organizations that they thought might be interested in giving to a scholarship named after Senator Leahy. And that list included names such as Microsoft, Walt Disney, Boeing, and presumably other corporations that have interest in front of Leahy's committees. Then what happened was Senator Leahy himself, in many cases, actually called those entities, sometimes a CEO, sometimes a chief lobbyist, and said, hey, I want you to know that I'm a big supporter of the University of Vermont. And he may have even mentioned that there was a scholarship named after him. He would not actually make an ask for money. Mm-hmm. But shortly after that call, the president of UVM and the chief fundraiser would get on the phone to the same person and say, we want you to give some cash to this thing.
Right. Well, so in your article, you quote a few people from groups who support campaign finance reform, and they say pretty bluntly that these entities are essentially giving to this scholarship fund at UVM to curry favor with Senator Leahy. Even if that's the case, is there anything illegal or unethical about any of this?
Well, there's nothing illegal about it, that's for sure. This is a system that has been used by many politicians and many companies over the years. But I think if you just look at it, you ask yourself the question, why would Boeing give $1 million to a scholarship named after Patrick Leahy? What is it getting out of this? We don't really know the answer to that question. And with influence peddling in Washington these days, it's usually not as straightforward as, you know, someone hands you a check or a bag of money in exchange for a vote. Typically what happens is you're giving money over the years to a politician, and then maybe they'll return your phone calls more quickly. Maybe they'll have that meeting with you. Maybe when you need that amendment introduced, they might be more sympathetic to it. So, you know, it's part of a broader system that we seem to tolerate in this country. But, you know, here in Vermont, I think these are pretty significant numbers. You just don't see $1 million dropped like this.
Yeah. So, well, just finally, Paul, you reached out to Senator Leahy's office. What did they have to say about this specific scholarship fund?
Well, they say the thing to really focus on is the fact that this money is going to help educate Vermont students. This money is going to the Honors College at UVM and the Gund Institute for the Environment. And they say that these organizations are giving to honor Senator Leahy's service and because these entities really believe in higher education. That may well be true, but I wonder if Boeing is giving $1 million to every university around the country. And if not, why this one?
That's 7 Days political reporter Paul Heinz. Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Henry.